Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Today, whether you realize it or not, almost all sales organizations are familiar with the signs of what we call sales whiplash. Flat revenue growth, inconsistent revenue production, fluctuating sales performance, underperforming sales team, and like many signs, the signs of sales whiplash are typically indicative of a much bigger problem. I know that sales reliability is a highly sought after thing in sales organizations. Let's face it, we all want consistent revenue, but that reliability is an elusive goal. And the process of chasing it down very often leaves sales executives who are dealing with end of quarter or end of month stress and individual sellers who are trying to establish consistency completely devoid of energy that they need to do their jobs. So why does sales whiplash happen? Well, at any one time, many sales organizations are only focusing on one or two of the four critical stages of client engagement. We call those attraction, participation, growth, and leverage. So consequently, they create whiplash. No matter how much they need to focus on one stage, their overall results are limited by the weaknesses in others. And as focus follows client from one stage to the next, bow waves, booms, and busts are created that ultimately lead to a sales whiplash of inconsistent results. And let me tell you, these inconsistent results are artificially created. So there's four primary reasons why these critical stages are ignored. Let's look at them quickly right now. Number one, sellers view client attraction as drudgery sales work. Many just consider it a junior level activity and believe it's beneath them. Unfortunately, sellers' short memories results in forgetting that their prospecting and client attraction created the leads that they're now closing. Number two, sellers believe that onboarding is not their responsibility, so they bow out. They lose contact with the client, hand off the relationship to an implementation team, and fail to monitor progress and ensure a successful ongoing relationship. Some companies create this situation by passing the client between teams of specialized roles. You know, sometimes you see these labeled as hunters or farmers, explorers, growers, account managers, customer service associates. In doing so, they create inconsistent sales performance because each time that new relationship is created between the client and a new company representative, continuity is lost and future sales are slowed. Number three, sellers fire and forget. When sellers pass a client relationship off to another team member, they often mistakenly buy into the adage, hey, no news is good news. They assume that client will contact them if they need anything or will reach out to the company directly when they need to buy more, have other projects in mind, or have referrals. And nothing could be further from the truth. And finally, number four, management leadership is over-focused on closing at all costs. There's a tendency for managers to focus only on closing deals rather than taking a holistic approach to all the areas of business. When this happens, sales activities that contribute to future and ongoing profits erode. Sales leaders need to be monitoring and measuring their team on all four areas of the client engagement process: attraction, participation, growth, and leverage. By adopting a series of field-tested strategies that systematically attract a steady flow of prospect and moves them through the four critical stages, consistent revenue generation will become the norm rather than the exception. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.